The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number two. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that Fan podcast at 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. The Fan text line is 503-864-6326. Come hang out with us, also in the YouTube chat. Say hello. Introduce yourself. Hello, I am Patrick. This is Daniel. That is Jeffrey.
I'm sorry, I'm who?
Danny. Danny. Hello, Dan.
Thanks, Pat.
Hi, Dan. G-off over there behind the ones and twos.
Whoa.
I just thought since we were all poking bears here, might as well get you involved,
that's
too.
That's a big bear to poke right there. G-offs are weird, man.
G-offs. Is there a more weird, like what is the pantheon of the names that we make fun of constantly? The G-off, the A-A-Ron?
Yeah.
Well, that's
and poor South Park, poor Kyle's.
Aaron with two A's is the most common Aaron.
That is true. Is the male Aaron more common than the female Aaron?
Well, I just say when we're talking about like the double A Aaron, I've seen.
Oh, if I saw a single Aaron, that'd be weird.
That is, there's that, and I've seen the E-R-O-N, and I'm like,
Eron. Eron. That sounds like a South Park joke,
right? Yeah,
racially insensitive South Park like, joke.
Googling, has anybody made this joke before? And then South Park's like, nope, got it.
Nope, got it. Maybe The Simpsons did it first. If you had to impersonate a celebrity, who do you think you could get away with? Like you had to dupe somebody.
Again, you know, 100 pounds ago, Farva.
That's so awesome.
Wouldn't be hard for me, but I've lost enough, especially now, sans facial hair.
Yeah. I think the closest I could do is, I've said this before, is like Jeremy Piven. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know if many people could pick him out of a lineup.
When I was younger, who's the redhead agent from Entourage? E?
Yeah, Eric.
The number of people that told me I looked like him.
Oh, I can see that. I've seen younger pictures of you.
When I was younger, I had
steroids.
Yes. I had that happen a ton. And I didn't watch Entourage like the first couple of years, so I had no idea who they were talking about. And if you're looking at me now, you're like, there's no freaking way. I look like I ate the guy I used to be, guys. Chill.
I'm aware.
No.
Or text in and make fun of him.
Yeah,
either way,
no,
it's cool.
It's
with
fine.
Us.
But yeah, I used to. I saw a side by side of like a picture of me in the Air Force, and then that somebody I was like, no, I was like, oh, holy crap, wow, that's kind of weird. But now, no, absolutely not. Must has to be a much larger human.
There was a guy who duped a DJ at the Wynn in Las Vegas.
Yeah, one of the nicer casinos resorts.
Very nice casino.
I think the golf round when I was down there, I had a chance to go play with somebody and I couldn't because I had a meeting I was very upset about. I think it's $700 a round.
LA-based DJ Griffin was performing at the XS nightclub. Now, before we get into this, I do want to give Griffin a ton of props because he has come out and being like, yep, got duped. Even here's an Instagram video of how I got duped.
Here's what
happened. So, like, mad props to that guy. But anyway, he invited what he thought was the Biebs, was Justin Bieber on stage to perform. So this guy comes out, had a $10,000 bar tab racked up, comes out, and people said, quote, being dark didn't help, but he came out and sang the lyrics to his song called Sorry, and he is tatted like Biebs is, but
he does look like him.
It took him like 20 minutes to realize that guy wasn't Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it does look like him. Like, seeing all the photos, it does look like him. I could see it. There's a guy, there's the Klay Thompson impersonator that's at Warriors games.
He
looks just like Klay.
I've seen that guy.
When the Megan Thee Stallion leaks were coming out, when they were kind of doing it, Klay was in the background. Everybody's like, is that Klay or is that knockoff Klay? Because it was a little blurry.
Dude, if it was knockoff Klay, good for him.
Right?
Fake Klay got Megan Thee Stallion?
She got duped into thinking that he was Klay? That would be hilarious.
He's like, you can call me Klay in the bed. I don't care. I don't care at
all. Bombing away, baby. But you know, there's some doppelgangers out there that are disgustingly similar.
My question is the $10,000 bar tab, is he on the hook for that?
I mean, if they
told him. Or was this going to be like a comp tab for old Biebs?
I mean, let's be fair here. Like, Vegas casinos aren't missing that.
No, I know, I know.
They bat an eye. They don't bat an eye.
But they could also go after the dude if they wanted.
I mean, they went after Bruno Mars, so
yeah,
that's why he's going to be in residency at a casino until he dies.
That's so sad.
He's like, he walks off stage, Bruno Mars in residency, like, oh, bills are due.
He walks off stage and someone instantly cuffs him right there and takes him to a small room. Like, you'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't have a show tomorrow. Oh, good point. We'll see you in 2 days.
No. No, you do have a show tomorrow. Go get your rest.
I think this would be fun. Yeah, I can't decide if this is good publicity or bad publicity for the win.
It's fine.
Is there really bad publicity in Vegas around this kind of stuff?
No. You'll get made fun of for a little bit, but...
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Do you think the heads of the five families are down in Vegas laughing this off, probably? Or are they poking at the Wynn family? Not that they're an actual... You know what I mean.
Yeah, though. I mean, they're getting... If there's an inner circle. I bet you there's security somewhere that is in some serious trouble.
Yeah.
Because those casinos now, they all have video software, like facial recognition and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
Dark venue and loud music didn't help. This picture is terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
That one, he doesn't look like him
at all. He does not look like him at all. He's like got a hood on and some sunglasses and a really bad mustache. But the one of him on stage, that's pretty
solid. Like, it looks like him.
Yeah.
It looks like him.
That looks pretty solid. Although they called him a fat Bieber, although he's pretty skinny.
He's pretty jacked.
Is Bieber that disgustingly skinny? Maybe.
Well, there was a point in time when he may have been... enabled, let's just go with
enabled.
Huh? Where he was very skinny.
Is this
is
the Boog Shug?
Pete Davidson.
Are we? Oh God!
Yeah, he was very skinny. Have you seen Pete lately?
No.
He's clean.
Is he eating Taco Bell?
Well, he got all of his tattoos taken off.
Really?
Like 200 of them.
Really?
Yeah. And
he's a blank canvas now.
Yeah, I don't think he had all of them. I think he had almost all of them taken off. Yeah.
I gotta find this.
Yeah, he talked about it on one of the late shows. But yeah, he also doesn't look like he's dying tomorrow. Now, it turns out not having white powder as one of your meals 6 times a day is a very healthy way to put some weight back on.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, which is also why he had a bunch of like rubber stamp tattoos all over his body because he was enabled.
Yeah, you know. I understand that Biebs is a good-looking kid. I never understood how Pete Davidson pulled so many hot women. Yeah? Is that what it is? I thought you were going to go with, he's funny.
No. Look, man, it's a hammer. It's out there.
He's got a hog?
It's out there. It's a baby's arm holding an apple.
Yeah,
the man's a human tripod. It's
a baby hand holding an apple.
Yeah, you haven't heard that one.
Austin
Powers, dude.
Yeah, that's Austin Powers. Yeah. I can't claim that one.
Yeah, you never heard that one?
Yeah. Maybe I have. It's been a long time.
It's mini me when he does. He's like, oh, look at that! It's like a kickstand because he's like leaning on
so
it.
So you're telling me that you can be kind of ugly and that's all you need?
I mean,
you're a celebrity.
Yes. Well, you're
he's also famous.
You're funny. You have money and you have a huge hog. Yeah, you can do well. Yeah, you can pull Kate Beckinsale with that.
Dude, she's babe.
Yes.
I'm like Meatloaf in that regard. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, right.
I'm funny and famous. Aw.
Happens.
Huh.
You know. Hmm.
What's he do these days? What is Pete Davidson on?
He's still making shows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He and Eddie Murphy have a new movie out, like, on Amazon.
Mm.
Like a buddy heist movie or something. It looks awful.
I mean, but, look, the amount of money that, like, the streaming companies throw at projects like this now.
They don't care.
It's like these actors that used to do these, like, the Adam Sandlers that used to get $20 million, George Clooney, Brad Pitt. Like, they don't do that anymore because you can go do smaller projects that don't require all of this work and publicity and tours. It's just like, and you just crank out money.
Yeah,
that's why you're seeing so many big stars and just like random stuff now. Like, screw this, I don't have to go to this studio to do this thing to springboard into this. Like, you just get hot and then you ride that and take whatever projects you want because there's a truckload of money.
Pedro Pascal, for example.
Yes,
that guy is in everything.
Yes, you go do it for 10 years and then after that you're like, I'm good, and I can do whatever the hell I want.
Walter Goggins is probably the next guy that's in everything.
Walton Goggins.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought it was Walter. Idiot. I knew him before he was famous.
Vice Principals.
I watched Justified.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch Justified.
It was good.
Oh, dude, if you want to binge, if you want to binge series.
Sons of Anarchy was good in that too. Yeah.
If you want a binge series, Justified's a top five binge series.
Timothy Olyphant, you know, he's a cop and everything.
Ah, okay.
He does have resting cop face.
He does. Yeah. He does. He was in Deadwood, was a cop.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of doppelgangers, him and Josh Duhamel.
Yes, very much so.
Those two guys, like,
those two guys look a lot alike.
They've talked about how they've been mistaken for each other a million times.
More of a Timothy. Maybe throw like a Skeet Ulrich in there almost too.
Mm.
Maybe Timothy. I think I'm an Olyphant guy.
Yeah, I like that. I've never seen him in something that I didn't like.
Yeah, I love him in The Office. He's great in The Office.
Not a good movie, but the new Die Hard.
I knew you were going to go that route. Yeah,
he was awesome.
Him being a bad guy too, because he's always like a good guy. He's got a wrestling cop face.
And it's him being a crazy IT guy was just like, this is fun. Like this movie sucks.
Like a Lex Luger kind of Lex Luthor. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That kind of like
maniacal.
Yeah, maniacal. I wouldn't necessarily kick your ass, but like I'm smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's something about that. I was like, this is a fun character.
Yeah. Like the bad guy in Ant-Man. Ant-Man and the Wasp, or is it the first Ant-Man?
Oh, the
he wants the suit from Michael Douglas.
Yeah, his name's Cross in that, the bald guy. I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, he plays like, he always plays like some doctor, scientist, like he has resting science face.
I want resting bad guy face. If I go back into acting, can I be resting bad guy face?
To me, that guy is Mads Mikkelsen.
Dude, he's awesome.
Mads Mikkelsen, and then Inglourious Bastards.
Christoph Waltz?
Waltz. Oh, dude. God.
But he's like sexy bad guy.
But like you
he's
can't,
like George Clooney
You
bad
can't
guy.
Cast him as like truly good guy.
He was in Django.
He was, but
yeah,
there was also more to it than that. You know what I mean? Like he can't play, he can't be straight good guy. It has to be like anti-hero.
No, I'm not going to say it. I was going to talk about his character in Inglourious Bastards, and now I'm just not going to go.
Don't do that.
No. But he's very likable. It's a very sexy looking man.
Look, man.
Very good looking dude.
Wait for the creme.
Yeah. Yep.
Easily my favorite Tarantino movie.
Really? Inglourious?
Yeah.
Love
it.
Oh, wild. I love it, but it's not my favorite. Mm. All right, we come back. I'm curious, Danny. I know this is a conversation not all people have. I'm curious, as a Southern California guy, where you stand on this, as it's coming. It will be here soon. It will be here soon. The Firm, Harrison Marang, 105.1 The Fan. All right, we'll have Web Gems coming up here in about a half hour. We do it every single day at 11:45. Will you start watching this show that has been unwatchable for a long time if this were a constant thing? We'll get to that. Plus, in the 12 o'clock hour, Did Manfred speak about expansion in baseball? Where are they going? We'll get into that, plus some quarterbacks to finish out the third hour. But I'm curious. I was going to read this. The fan text line, 503-864-6326. Will Ferrell and Flea, my friend, you are thinking of Chad Smith.
Yes.
The drummer.
Yes.
Drummer
and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They look identical.
Twinsies.
It's was it Kimmel that brought them on? They had the drum off?
Could be. I don't know.
I think it was.
At one time, Will Smith sat on a kit and pretended to be Chad Smith during a Chili show.
I mean,
Red Hot show.
Wouldn't surprise me, but they did. It was one of the late night shows. It was either Kimmel or Corden. They had a drum off.
I guarantee you, Will Smith is not better than Chad Smith. Surprisingly.
Will Smith?
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, sorry. Yeah. I know the Red Hot Chili Peppers are a very controversial topic to speak about. There are a lot of people our age that love that band, and there are a lot of people our age that loathe that band.
Which is weird.
Also, Anthony Kiedis, kind of maybe not an okay dude.
I mean, no way a front man for a rock band that was popular in the 90s, not a great dude. Shocking.
Chad Smith, really great drummer.
Mm.
Flea, really great bass player.
Great bass player.
John Frusciante, really great guitar player.
I wonder, when they had that drum off, was there a teabag involved?
Probably.
Probably. Brabs. Coming to a theater near you in Ridgefield, Washington, Danny, where do you sit on the old In-N-Out burger?
I'm pro In-N-Out, man.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. No, look, I'm an In-N-Out cult member.
I am too.
The whole idea of like, it's not that good. Shut up. Shut
yes.
up.
Yes,
shut
Danny, up. Go for it.
It's shut not up. That good.
Shut up.
It is very meh.
No.
My name's Jimmy, Danny, and I think you're wrong. Yeah. I think In-N-Out sucks. What do you have to say about that?
It's good. It's the best customer service in fast food right alongside Chick-fil-A. The price is unbeatable. Period. It's good fast food. Service is great. Price is great.
I'll pay more for Burgerville. Thank you.
Dude, and you want to talk about overrated. You want to talk about, oh yes. My God, overrated. It is Burgerville.
I threw softballs at Dave.
Good Lord. Like, there is not
a
more
grenade and ran.
There is not a more overrated freaking place in the Northwest than Burgerville. It is just
It's called In-N-Out.
Sanity. No, you can't get out of Burgerville for less than $20 for a freaking combo meal.
Sure and you can.
And it's not even that good. It's entirely fine. It's so nuts.
Get myself two little cheeseburgers with the basket, you know, the fries and the soda. That's probably, what, about $12?
No.
13, maybe?
Yeah. It's dumb expensive, and it's no... If you're put, if you blind taste test those two, people are taking it out every time.
I think Burgerville's pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? In fact, I will do that. Kaiser's not that far.
How are you going to blind taste test it? They're completely different burgers.
No, I'll take the burger off the bun.
You'll just taste the meat?
Yeah. I'll bring in each one. See which one you guys like.
Is this like cold meat?
No.
Just cold slabs of...
It'll be a half hour old.
Yeah, how far is Kaiser from your place?
Yeah, 20 minutes at most.
Dude, I think I can get to In-N-Out Burger in like 10 minutes from my house.
Well, the frustrating thing
I can also
is,
get to a Burgerville in like 3.
Well, we have got a Burgerville in Newburgh, and
I like both. I think both a lot.
It's entirely fine, but it's never going to... If I have the option of the two, I'm in and out every single time.
I feel like this is one of the more not controversial, but I feel like this is one of the more fired up local conversations I've ever heard. Burgerville v. In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel like it's a conversation that everybody's had, like up there with this hot dog, a sandwich kind of BS.
Yeah. The frustrating part is they were supposed to put the In-N-Out, the Village Inn, in Tigard Bridgeport, right there at Lake O. But the city, the businesses want it, the city doesn't because of the traffic, because it's right there on I-5.
Right.
And that intersection is already hellacious at
times.
Well,
that's what they're kind of talking about in Ridgefield, that the In-N-Out Burger may cause some serious issues up there.
People want it so much that there's traffic jams.
Yeah, people also like standing in lines for things that are pretty mediocre too.
Okay, you go to the In-N-Out in Kaiser. What are we, 5 years, 6 years, seven
it's a
years?
Scarcity thing.
There aren't Burgerville locations on every corner.
Did you hear that? He just cracked all his knuckles like he's ready to fight.
No, my freaking knuckles are tight all day. But no, the reason they're as successful as they are is because people like it. That's why.
Yeah, I had one last summer.
Did you not grab any when you were in Vegas?
No, I didn't. What did I do in Vegas?
There's an In-N-Out.
Oh, it was my birthday, so the wife was like, we eating good.
Oh, yeah. No, it was funny. So the Thomas and Mack Arena, the back of the campus is an In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
Now, you do have to walk a quarter of a mile in 115-degree heat, but it was funny. I walk into the media room in there, and Kevin Pelton from ESPN just walks in, talked for a second. He's like, oh, hold on, be right back. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going in and out. I'm like, oh, okay, let's go. Like,
let's go. So I will follow you.
Yeah, so and then we came back, and it was like, oh, how close is that? You know, you get the new guys that are there. And I was like, oh, it's out here. It's like, you got to walk. I mean, but I guess you can catch an Uber if you want to go around. But and then, like, more people went, and then more people went, and then more people went. And then, like, next thing you know, the media room is just filled with In-N-Out Burger. And it's like, yeah, this sounds right. Whereas you just aren't taking a trek to Burgerville to go do that. Like, nobody comes to town and is like, you know where I need to go? Burgerville.
Can I like both of them, or are you just like going to be like, I'm five toes on each side of the fence?
They are mutually exclusive.
Okay.
You cannot like both.
You can like it.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
No, you can like it, but the idea, no, I will not stand for this In-N-Out slander.
Brandon says on the YouTube chat, Burgerville is like MLB, only a small subsection of humanity likes it, but those that do are diehard for it.
If by small subsection you mean the entirety of Southern California, sure.
Also on the text line, it's because of the amount of Californians who live here and secretly wish this was California.
Well, no, we want to take the good parts, which is getting less and less every day. It's really only the sunshine and and the water. Oh God, the ocean.
If I moved away from the Pacific Northwest and I came back, I would for sure hit a Burgerville.
Wouldn't even be the top 25 places.
You don't
on my
like
list.
The burger sauce?
I don't
the
go to
secret
a
sauce?
Burger place for burger sauce.
Theirs is pretty good. I don't even like pickles, and it's got pickles in it. Pickles.
I don't. No, I mean
animal style too. They got pickles in it. And I like that too.
Oh yeah,
I don't even like pickles.
You give me a little double animal style. Hell yeah. No tomato.
I do love the concept of a restaurant having like four items.
Yeah,
I've got a single, a double, a triple, and fries. Well, oh, and a milkshake.
But all of that, In-N-Out has the secret menu.
Well, yeah.
Which is, you know,
secret menu is great.
And also service. Like that's
they help kids like go to college and stuff.
In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A, you cannot go anywhere else and get better fast food in or service. It's not close. It's incredible.
The deal breaker is probably this. This just came in on the text line, and Rusty mentioned it earlier. Two little cheeseburgers, medium fry, medium Coke, $17.26.
Yeah, that's Burgerville.
No, that sounds hefty.
That's Burgerville.
Because the cheeseburger itself is like $4.30, I think, and you add another $6. Okay, we might be getting close to 15. I don't think we're at 17.
Still, $15. I like their tartar sauce. Another sauce with pickles, and I don't really like pickles. Do I like pickles?
Go to McDonald's, and a 10-piece McNugget meal, medium fries, medium drink, is over $10.
That's the truth.
They get you
add
in
a cheeseburger
the,
on there for another $3.50, and look at where you're at. You're at basically $15.
That's the truth. I mean, aren't even Happy Meals like $8 now?
Yeah, this is what, they're pushing you to the app. That's where you get the deals now.
Yeah. We do enough there where basically every time we order, I have enough points for a free Happy Meal.
Mm.
See?
I'm also learning that Burgerville has a secret menu. You're not special, In-N-Out.
Who has
also,
it first?
If you are, I just learned, a couple people have said this, if you are in the road and can't get into the Burgerville drive-thru, a cop will send you away. You can't block traffic and be in line for the In-N-Out, which leads me to the next question. Are we really wasting our resources on a cop at the In-N-Out entrance?
Well, In-N-Out also
is this where our cop is going to be?
The In-N-Out in Kaiser is three lanes.
Wow. The Chick-fil-A in East Vancouver is like deep lanes.
Well, that's the other thing is the Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out have mastered the drive-thru.
They're lucky this Dutch Brothers down here, the road isn't that busy, because that thing's out in the road all the time.
That's another one. Like
Schultz's probably there right now.
When I see people getting...
Honk your horn if you're Jordan Schultz.
Getting coffees at like 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, what kind of psychopath are you?
Dude, they're getting sugar at 4 o'clock in
it's
the
just,
afternoon.
It's such a weird thing. Like, again, I'm not anti-caffeine. I mean, look, I mean, I mainline this stuff, but yeah, no, hard pass. Yeah, the regular cheeseburger Burgerville, $4.50 a piece. So for two, already at $9.
Okay, yeah. And then, like I said, at about $6 for the basket, the fries and the drink.
Dude, I can't believe the fries and the drink is $6.
I'm just guessing off the top
of my head. No, it's like that. I'm pretty sure it's like that.
The little bag is $5.
If I take my kids to Burgerville, dude, buckle up.
So, yeah.
That's expensive.
So, you're at 9 plus 6.
I'd rather go to 4K No and spend the same money.
You're at 15 already.
Yeah.
9 plus 6 is 15. That's without the drink. So, yeah, $17.26, baby.
A famous baseball announcer learns what shallots are and has an opinion on being vegan. Mm. We're going to stick in this food kind of situation today. We'll do that next, but we'll toss it over to the big kahuna, speaking of, with sports.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Web Gems here coming up next. Plus, in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll talk about expansion baseball, what Rob Manfred looks like, and a realignment. The New York Post dropped a map of the realignment map, of a thought of a realignment map, which got everybody in this building's pants real tight. And we'll dive into some quarterbacks in the NFL. So if you're waiting for some NFL, we will scratch that itch in the 12 o'clock hour. Hang out with us. Have some fun. Rufio said this on the YouTube chat. Does everybody have fond memories of John Kruk? I feel like he's a really likable guy.
Yeah, I mean, the one that I always go back to is the All-Star game.
Without a doubt.
With Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
Yeah, where he's just like, nope, what? No part of this.
Strikes out, tosses the helmet, bows with the mullet, flips it back up in the air, and walks away.
Just an everyman.
Just an everyman. Mm-hmm. And now he's got the greatest job ever. He just is the color commentary for the Phillies.
Yeah. For his team.
I remember, I think it was on Letterman or something, but anyway, some talk show host asked him what it's like to be a professional athlete, and he said, I'm not an athlete, I play baseball.
Mm. That could be so true for so many guys. But was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday on the broadcast. John Kruk had some interesting situations when it comes to food. Mm. When you learn things exist that are pretty prominent in most food. I mean, unless he's like a Freddie Couples guy where he just eats steaks and French fries.
I mean, look, I'm going to give him a little bit of a break on one of them, but, you know. I don't think a ton of people use shallots regularly.
This is John Kruk and his eating situation.
Wow. Well, I can't see it. You got the paper. So
there's a lot of paper.
That's a
Lisio's roll.
Hardy sandwich.
Seeded roll. The shallots. The tail. Outside corner.
What are shallots?
They're like onions, aren't they?
I don't know.
They're fancy onions.
Fancy onions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm going to take mine home and have it for breakfast tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
And maybe lunch, too.
You probably could have it for both. Taryn's eating it without the cutlet on it.
God hates a quitter.
I'm making a mess. I'm sorry, guys.
God hates
I got really excited.
God hates a quitter.
A salad on a sandwich. This is really up my alley.
Salad on a sandwich. It's like croutons. The bread's the croutons. 0-2 to Suarez. Side.
If I ever become a vegan, would you just punch me in the face as hard as you can?
You know, Sarge had us asked us to do something to him if something happened, but we didn't do it. So, yeah, we would do it to you.
Please do. Just take turns. You go first.
I would never do that.
Then Ben and Ruben, Larry, Scott.
Larry might do it. I would never do it, though.
Stock.
Stock might do it, yeah.
Just listing off everybody in the booth and production to punch him in the face if he ever goes vegan is just one of my favorite things in social media is some dude who's got a wife or girlfriend that has been a vegan or a vegetarian for 10 years trying steak again for the first time in forever. And them being like, and they eat it. And they're like, oh, my God, this is so good.
I've been vegetarian a couple times in my life, and coming back to bacon is wild.
Look, I'm not going to begrudge
absolutely
any of
wild.
You that
meat
have
candy.
Yeah.
Just like, wow.
I had a friend that was in England with the most pretentious vegan on the face of the planet. And again, I'm not begrudging. There's some of you that do it for good
Isn't
reasons.
Kind of redundant.
Yeah, I know. Look, for some people, I get it. But whatever. Your choice is your choice. Just don't be a radical vegan. I hate those people so much.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Well, shocking.
The she was eating these little treats that she thought were just dates out of this bowl. And she's like, these are so good. And this is why you can be vegan. And this is, you can still have all these things. And my buddy, knowing what she was eating and knowing she hadn't had meat in a decade, was just letting her house these things. You know what they were?
What?
Bacon wrap dates.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're good, huh?
You
yeah.
gotta say something.
Oh, no.
You have to say something.
No, he let her pretentiousness just bake in. She had probably 10 of these things. And she talked about how it's so easy being vegan and how this, that, and the other, and how great things are as vegan. Like, even something like this can be so good. And I'm just sitting there just like, oh, this is too good. This is too good. And then he goes, by the way, those are bacon wrap dates. And you could just see her pretentious soul leave her body and sink to hell. And it was like, oh, God, yes, yes, yes. It was so much fun.
I have a strong feeling that if Danny wasn't working on this show, if you weren't in radio and you listened to the show, you would hate me so much.
No.
No?
Here's the thing. I don't think you're pretentious at all. We're like, no, like we didn't work together before.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Look, It doesn't matter.
You got to tell somebody, though.
No.
Because, like, that lady's going to S her brains out.
Yeah.
In, like, 5 hours.
Good. Maybe you'll stop being a militant vegan.
Will it shock you if probably by the time I turn 55 or 60, I become vegan?
No, you've literally told me this.
Yeah.
Look, I've got buddies that have done it. I won't ever do it.
One of my best friends, he's damn close. He'll get a burger every once in a while. He's not pretentious about it. His is strictly health.
Look, again, I get it.
Yeah.
I look, despite my weight fluctuating like a freaking banjo, like it.
Banjos fluctuate?
I mean, the strings, banjo strings. But like the health wise, my blood pressure, my cardiac health, like all that kind of stuff has always been fine. It's my weight has never had to do with what I eat. Mm-hmm. It's when and how much. Like for the longest, especially after the injuries, you know what you want to do when you're in inordinate amount of pain? You want to eat very little
yeah.
and salads. No. No, when you're chewing up painkillers like Skittles, no, you want,
I want some Burgerville.
Yeah, you want some.
Ooh, Danny said he wants Burgerville. Check the tape. He wants Burgerville.
But I mean, like that, like that's the thing. And like,
yeah,
and you want it like at night because right. you're miserable and you don't feel good and you're like, you're not moving.
And maybe
like,
you'll get into a food coma and pass out.
Yeah, 100%. It's the comfort food type stuff. And it was, and the problem was I was eating like I used to eat.
Mm.
Like when I was in the military, eating 4,000, 4,500 calories in a day was normal.
That's insane.
Normal. Well,
that is something I can comprehend. Like, dude, I don't know the difference between 200 and 700 pounds squatting, but I know the difference in 2,000 and 4,000 calories.
Dude, I was eating like 6 chicken breasts a day, and that was just normal intake, and then probably like a pound of rice. Like, the amount of food I was eating was insane, but I was working my ass off. Like, there was the amount of, you know, physical activity was just through the roof.
I think one thing buried in this story is that John Crux said he was going to take his sandwich home.
Oh, yeah.
From the ballpark. Like, bro, you have money. And
no, look at John Crux. You don't think money.
And have it for lunch mm-hmm. and dinner.
No, breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast and lunch? Like, how big is this sandwich, bro?
This is a man after my own heart.
He also does not look and sound good. He is getting old.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he is getting old.
He wasn't a guy that was, like, living the clean lifestyle when he was in baseball.
No, but he's a Philly legend.
Yes,
he's got a World Series ring.
But also, shallots. I didn't really start cooking with shallots until 7, 8, like, right before COVID.
Shallots, for me, are mostly a garnish.
Oh, dude, I love shallots.
Yeah.
I started using them like crazy.
Yeah.
Like 6, 7 years ago. And I was like, oh, like, not only that, they're easier to deal with.
I like fancy onions.
Yeah, I mean, they are. They're fancy onions.
I like how the lead of this story is to make fun of John Crux for not knowing what shallots are. Mm. And the other guy was like, they're an onion, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, just
they are, bud.
You know what that is? Those are two dudes who don't cook.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
like. That's what that is. Like, because like the and more you cook, the more you like, oh, what can I do with this? What can I do with this? You get a recipe, like, oh, I've never used that before.
And I live in the city of Portland.
Yeah.
With great food.
Well, the other one, the other thing that I discovered, and I hate it, that I had never heard of until maybe a decade ago, jicama.
Jicama, yeah.
I do not like it.
It's like a chickpea, correct?
It's wetter and crunchier, and I don't like that wet, crunchy texture.
Huh.
I did not my jam. But it was in a salad, and I was like, is there like a raw potato in my salad? Like, what the hell is this? And I saw the name of it, and I was like, jicama? I never even heard of it.
Jicama, yeah.
I never even heard of it. Somebody at the table looked at me like, finally, I get to call you an idiot for something you
should pretentious entering for Danny Meringue in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no, it wasn't me. It was
no,
it was,
I know, but
yeah, it was, but
you
was,
about to get pretensionized?
Yeah, no, I was like
pretension-splained.
And well, stuff like that is like those are the kind of things that I always know, like random foods from around the world, just because I've been around the world. And I was they're like, you of all people don't know what jicama is? And I was like, yeah, I don't like it. I can tell you that. It tastes like dirt.
Everybody knows how much you hate dirt.
I hate I hate earthy tastes.
I know you do.
And I bet you John Crux, same way.
I bet you John Crux
does not like jicama.
I bet you neither does Freddie Couples. Mm-mm. All right, when we come back, Web Gems. Well, if this guy continued to make an appearance on this TV show, would it help you watch it? Because for me, it's been unwatchable for a decade. We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Something fun that I see on the interwebs or great plays, great moves, things like that. I actually don't know if we've ever defined web gems.
It doesn't have a definition.
I think it's
you can't put it in there. I mean,
I think it's just an excitement thing.
Hell, I mean, if we didn't already have one planned, I'd pull this one up for the radioactive shrimp.
Radioactive shrimp?
Oh, have you not seen this? The FDA is warning people not to eat the frozen shrimp from Walmart.
Because, save that for tomorrow,
yeah,
amigo.
It's wild.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, radioactive shrimp. Coming up in the final hour of the program, we will jump back into some of Rob Manfred's comments at the Little League World Series Major League game that was the other day between the Mets and the Mariners, talking about expansion. And the New York Post kind of tickled our fancy a little bit when it comes to this place. So stick around, plus a bunch of NFL quarterback talk to close out the show. But here on Web Gems, you know, I saw this and I actually didn't see it till after the fact, so I didn't watch it. But Rich Eisen, if you don't know, is moving his radio show back to, or he's moving it to ESPN. I don't think his radio show ever was on ESPN, so it's not going back. But he is moving to ESPN. Are you going to hear that show on 910?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll hear that show on 910. So he's moving back, but he did kind of like an homage and a throwback and did SportsCenter last night. If Rich Eisen did SportsCenter once a week, kind of like Jon Stewart does The Daily Show, would that entice you to watch that show more?
I mean, I watch SCP when SCP's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. We talked about, you know, getting away from cable and now coming back. And it's now ESPN, after pivoting to video and hiring some bleep to go just do nothing but social media videos and pay all this money, they're realizing, oh, remember we got mad about the faces of the ESPN being our broadcasters and everybody loving them, and we didn't like it because we couldn't control it. We couldn't do the thing where it was about us and not them.
Yeah.
Which way are they going now? Are they circling back to, like, bringing back the people that were good at what they did?
Don't know that for sure. Don't know that for sure. But if they did this, I think it would get me. I think it would get me.
Well, look, I mean,
I loved Rich Eisen. I mean, I'm a Rich Eisen, Stuart Scott, Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann. Like, those are my boys.
That last one, you can take and shoot into the sun.
Shocking that Danny Meringue does not like Keith Olbermann. But never. Charlie Steiner, like,
Whole crew.
Linda Cohen, like, I'm all about that crew.
That I mean, we grew up in that era.
Yeah.
But, like, that crew was awesome. And look at ESPN. You can say what you want about McAfee. People like McAfee because he's a personality.
We've talked about it. Like, I am not the biggest McAfee. I should say this. I think a lot of the crowd that is attracted to a McAfee is not how I consume sports.
Sure. It's like you go to the Creed concert.
Yeah, yeah. I have this conversation with Sprague a lot. Like, I consume sports very differently than a lot of us at this station. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what makes me unique.
A lot of crystals.
A lot of shiny rocks at the beach that I found. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's something that kind of makes me unique. And sometimes makes me kind of stupid, but sometimes helps me think of things differently than other people would.
Certainly.
Yeah. But I think McAfee is great.
But what is he? He's a personality.
He's a personality.
The thing is, like, where they get it wrong is with Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins, and it's like, no, these are the wrong personalities. And then they bring back SCP. I love SCP.
His show's great. I mean, I love watching Monday Night Football, and then I'll watch SCP right come after. Yeah, it's
like,
great.
Because he's kind of like the crown prince, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, here's you know.
Stanley Cup playoffs were nice, too. A game would end, and it would go to SVP. Yeah. NBA Finals, same sort of thing. I like that.
That's the guy I want doing the interviews.
It is true.
You know what I mean? Like, and he's not like bro-y in the sense of like traditional bro-iness, like to your point. Like, this is also the guy that commentates on golf.
Dude, he was the young hotshot when all those dudes were.
Yeah, and you brought him back. You're bringing back Rich Eisen in his clip.
I don't think Eisen will do more SportsCenter, but I'd love it if he did.
I mean, that homage he had to Stu last night, man.
That's his guy, dude.
I was fighting back the thug tears, man.
I watched it this morning.
It was tough. Because, I mean, that's how I started my day.
Me too. That's how I saw 9/11. I saw 9/11 on SportsCenter.
Yeah. You know, I used to get up in the morning. And,
dude, I hung out with a kid the other day that wasn't born yet.
Dude, I golfed.
That tricked me
out. I golfed at Charbonneau. Was that Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
82-year-old guy named Bill, who didn't hit the ball more than 180 yards, didn't miss anything. This guy was just, he stuck a, you know, 50-yard chip 3 inches from the hole. And I was like,
Scotty style.
Buddy.
And yeah.
He goes, I've played more golf than you've lived years on this earth. And I was like, he was one of those old-timey golf guys. It was just a blast. Two of the other guys were playing with us, high school seniors.
Yeah, it's wild.
And I brought up 9/11, and they were like, yeah, I was born in 2008.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, wait,
college.
You're a high school senior, and you were born in 2008? The math is not mathing right now. That was a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, SportsCenter used to be that must-watch. It was like, I watched SportsCenter before I went to school, and then I came home and watched MTV.
Yeah.
For like an hour.
A little TRL.
And then I watched TRL. Or maybe I came home and watched Around the Horn and PTI and then went to TRL. Yeah. Maybe that was the routine for me.
Early high school, it was UPN, because they had all the kick-ass animated series, like the Batman animated series.
In elementary school.
Ren Stimpy.
And like, on Saturday morning, I watched like the X-Men and the Spider-Man stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Beast Wars, Transformers.
Yep. Back when TV was goated.
Good stuff, man.
But no, no. I hope they do like a weekly thing with Eisen.
It'd be so great. I'm sure he doesn't want to do nightly, though.
No, because he's got to get up and do a morning radio show, but do a primetime show?
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
I would watch 6 o'clock Sports Center if Rich Eisen was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would.
Make that happen.
All right, hang out with us. We got one more hour to go. A lot of sports to get into. We'll talk some quarterbacks in the NFL and some situations all regarding them. I'll let you know who they are. It's Daniel Jones, Dylan Gabriel, and Caleb Williams. But when we come back, baseball to Portland? Maybe, please. 105.1, 1080 The Fan, The Fan Sports Network.